This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Department of Homeland Security admits that there have been 231 documented incursions by Mexican military or police during the last 10 years, including 63 in Arizona, and that several Border Patrol agents have been wounded in these encounters. This admission comes after years of pretending that these incursions were just accidents. Sheriff deputies spotted a military-style Humvee near El Paso, Texas, with a mounted 50-caliber machine gun escorting a caravan of SUVs bringing illegal drugs into our country. Our outgunned and outmanned sheriffs and state highway patrol couldn't do anything except take pictures. The Mexican government is unwilling or incapable of doing anything to stop the wide-open lawlessness on the Mexican side of the border. Our Border Patrol agents say they are often confronted by corrupt Mexican military units employed to protect and escort violent drug smugglers. Meanwhile, the news media have shown us pictures of the just-discovered, sophisticated 2,400-foot tunnel running under our border to a warehouse in San Diego. U.S. authorities recovered more than 2 tons of marijuana, and nobody knows how many tons of drugs have already passed through. When is our government going to protect us from the crime, the drugs, the smuggling racket, destruction of property, and endangerment to U.S. residents along our border? Representative J.D. Hayward says that if you visit the border, you'll find that almost everyone there has to carry a gun. Just imagine if you had to carry a gun to go to the grocery store or to take your kids to school. For the best up-to-date analysis of what our government should do, read Representative Hayward's new book called Whatever It Takes, Illegal Immigration, Border Security, and the War on Terror. He calls for a security fence, 10,000 border agents, and enforcement of penalties on employers who hire illegal aliens.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. That's right. We've got great news tonight, folks. Great news. Yesterday, I saw a miracle. A miracle that I will be forever, forever thankful for. We had events all over the country that spurred Americans on and showed them the error of their complacency. People marched in the streets of America not asking for civil rights. No, not asking for humane rights. They marched for racist rights. That's right. They were not Americans who marched in the streets yesterday. Even though it says so on some of their birth certificates, these were people who had an allegiance to other countries, but mostly an allegiance to their race. That's right. All the protesters had the same agenda. Help my race. Give an unfair advantage to my race. Continue to turn a blind eye to laws broken by my race. My race has more rights than your race does. They tried to mask their racism, folks, but everybody saw right through it as talk radio telephones rang off the hook since Thursday when the protests began. We had protests in Denver, 50,000 people. Phoenix, 20,000 people. Milwaukee, 10,000 people. Charlotte, North Carolina, 7,000 people. Sacramento, California, 4,000 people. And right here in Los Angeles, California, the granddaddy of all the illegal alien havens, we had 500,000 people, 500,000. 1,000 screaming illegal aliens and their supporters in the streets of Los Angeles. I love it. I absolutely love it. They tried to mask that racism, but it didn't work, folks. Americans called talk radio in every protest city angry. They were angry and awakened, and I love that. Some said they didn't realize things were this bad, but they knew it could only get worse. Some of them said they didn't know it was this bad, and they wanted to get involved. And that was a good thing that came out of this. Many of the protesters gave the same tired, lame old rhetoric like, everybody has a right to a better life. We didn't cross the border crossed us. This is Mexican land, and viva la raza. One man, when questioned by the press, speaking on the issue of terrorism, which I never talk about here, we talk about illegal immigration, terrorism, he said, quote, when did you ever see a Mexican blow up the World Trade Center? Who do you think built the World Trade Center? Unquote. Second part first, Americans built the World Trade Center, and when it was started in 1966, we had no illegal immigration problem, so your people were not building it. Now, when did I ever see a Mexican blow up the World Trade Center? Answer, never. If you're speaking of illegal aliens from Latin countries, and I'm assuming that's what you mean, I don't think they would ever blow up any of our buildings. You happy? I really don't. Now, ask these questions. When did I ever see them blow up our school system here in Los Angeles? When? Today! That's right. When have I seen them blow up the wages of the American worker? Today! When have I seen them blowing up our prison population and costing us an arm and a leg? Today! When have I seen them blowing up our job market where non-illegal aliens can no longer get jobs because they cannot speak a foreign language and have a certain color skin? Today! When have I seen them blow up our hospitals to the point of closing for non-payment of services? Today. All of these things are happening now. Every single one of them. And that is terrorism of the worst kind. Economical, social, and racist terrorism that's happening to the American people. I have seen all of these things, and I continue to see them. And I'm going to tell you, until you Americans get off your sorry butts, this is not going to get fixed. And I know what it's all about, folks, and most people know what it's all about, but I'm going to tell you, it is about power. It is about control of this country. The more of your people get here, the more you have a chance on fulfilling a takeover, and that's what this is about. It is about taking over this country. This is something that people would not have believed 20 years ago, but this weekend is a national eye-opener for us all, and I thank you, illegal aliens, and your perpetrators for this. I thank all illegal aliens for this national wake-up call. Thank you, officially from the Terry Anderson Show. And if you think that this wake-up call is going to frighten us, you're right. If you think it's going to intimidate us, you're wrong. We will not be intimidated. And if you think we will, you don't know us very well. We are Americans of all races. And I'm going to tell you something. This ain't going to work. It helps us. There were 500,000 people in the streets of L.A. That's not power, folks. That ain't power at all. You want to see power? 200 hardcore, diehard Americans went to Temecula to protest the open borders and illegal immigration. That 200 people put that 500,000 people on the streets of Los Angeles. That's power. That's strength. 500,000 people out there scared to death by 200 Americans who have been protesting and angry and vocal and making phone calls and writing letters and emails and everything else. That's power. We put those people all across this country protesting the laws of America. Not them. Us, because without us, they would be relaxed and complacent and be on their way to sleep land, not knowing what was going on around them. But we have angered them, and we have made them afraid, and we want them to be afraid. 20,000 people in the streets of Phoenix and Milwaukee. That is unbelievable. We did that. The illegal aliens and their supporters are on the run, and they're scared as hell because they know all their might was on the street this weekend. We know that those 200,000 peaceful Americans in Temecula represent that sleeping American giant. We saw what they had. They haven't even seen us yet. And for every 200 of us, that's a 2 million person representation on the streets. Whenever the illegal aliens take to the streets, our numbers grow, and we will not be intimidated. And if they think they're going to take this country from us, they are wrong. That ain't never going to happen. Never. That's my prediction. Let's see who's right. This is a Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
As you know, our troops are risking their lives to fight the war against terrorism. But even as we wage war on the Middle East terrorist network, there's another group headquartered only a few miles from the World Trade Center wreckage that is actively working to keep us from winning this war. It's called the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. The UN supports the principal sponsors of terrorism. Nations such as Syria, which just weeks after the September 11th attack was voted onto the UN Security Council by an overwhelming majority. Want to know more? Call 1-800-527-USA1 for a free information packet. You'll be amazed at what you read. Get the U.S. out of the United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. I want to remind all you folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of my voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Want to welcome all the good folks that are listening in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM, the great KDON, KDWN 720 AM in Las Vegas, Nevada, and all of you folks all across the country listening on the RBN Network. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give them that caller number now so you can call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, folks, you're going to get all you give. If you're nice, I'm nice. If you're horrible, whoo. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight we have a man that you all know. We've mentioned him here many times, our illustrious mayor. He is a member. Antonio Villaraigosa is a member of a racist organization, Mecha. It is an organization whose very existence is based on reconquering the Southwest. The mayor has refused to denounce this known, blatantly vile, racist organization. In his capacity as mayor and member of a racist organization, he appeared at the illegal alien rally here in Los Angeles yesterday. He openly stated to his open statement to the crowd was, quote, "I come today, mayor of the city of Los Angeles, to welcome you, the immigrants, who built this city. God bless you," end quote. Immigrants? We're not talking about immigrants. They weren't there to get rights for immigrants. They were there to get rights for illegal aliens. As the mayor, you would think you would have enough sense to even know the difference between an immigrant and an illegal alien. And they built this city? What's that about? I remember when I was growing up in the city before you were born, Senor Mayor, I saw white people building this city. And I saw black people building the city and American Hispanics building the city. I didn't see no illegal aliens here. No, but you're saying they built the city. That one's tired. Do you know what an immigrant is, Antonio? Because if you don't, I'll come over to you. No, I'm going to invite you on the show. We'll see if you show up. This city was built for a long time before we had an illegal alien problem. So how dare this man insult the scores of American-born workers who built Los Angeles? But his next statement was the one that cuts right to the bone and tells you just where he's coming from. Quote, "We come together to say that we are workers." I'm tired of that one, too. Workers, not criminals. "That we work hard. We pay our taxes. We play by the rules. And we want this great America to take this into account," end quote. First of all, who the hell is we? Are you there talking about we, the people who work, or we, the people at this rally, or we, illegal aliens? Or do you just mean we, Hispanics? I think that's the one he meant, we, Hispanics, which means our mayor is racist. He is there representing one race of people, legal, illegal. It did not matter because he was born in this country. He's an American citizen. Okay, but he's representing them saying we, lumping himself together with people illegally in the country because they have the same color skin that he has. I tell you people on this program all the time, this is about race and nothing but race. It matters not, because if those were white folks coming from Eastern Europe, Antonio would not have been at that rally. If those were the brothers coming in from the West Indies or from Africa, he would not have been at that rally. If those were Asian people, he would not have been there. But they look like him, talk like him, and have the same allegiance he has, and therefore he showed up and showed himself up. Once again, and probably not for the last time, Mayor Antonio V. Ragosa, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. It was a momentous day yesterday, folks, and I'm going to tell you something. It works for us. Believe me, you should see my emails. Let's get to our guest now, folks. We are very privileged to have a gentleman on who's running for Congress. He is right on the money on this issue from what I have seen. I'm going to ask him the tough questions tonight, as we do, but not as a hostile talk show host to a unsuspecting visitor to the show, but as friend to friend. Howard Kaloogian, how are you this evening?
Terry Anderson, it is good to be with you again.
It is my pleasure, absolutely my pleasure. How's the campaign going?
Campaign is in full swing. In fact, people are already voting by absentee ballot. The election is 2 weeks from Tuesday, and that will determine who will be the next congressman from this area, because the Republican nominee is sure to win the runoff, and the Republican incumbent is sure to win time and again. So April 11th will determine who the congressman is for the next 20 years.
And that is a Republican district there. And you know me, I'm nonpartisan, but I would like the Congress to stay a Republican district. I just don't want the Democrats to get hold, especially the House.
Well,
that
sure
would be a disaster.
Sure would be nice, though, if the Republican majority would act like it once in a while.
Now you're talking.
And actually implement the ideas that we believe in. Because, you see, you can call yourself a Republican or you can call yourself a Democrat, but what you really are going to be is a constitutionalist.
That's right.
You're going to swear an oath not to a party. You're going to swear an oath not to a person. You're going to swear an oath when you take office to the Constitution of the United States.
Well said.
And so you have to do what it says. And it has, in Article 1, Section 8, about 19 different provisions, out of which almost half of them deal with security, national security, border security, repelling invasion. And frankly, the government is not doing that. And I think that when somebody is making a mistake, especially if they're your friends or your family, then it's up to you to tell them. And currently, many in the Republican leadership are making a mistake by promoting an amnesty plan, or not calling it amnesty, but calling it a guest worker plan. They're not serious yet about protecting the borders. And yet, you know that when you make somebody feel the heat, they'll eventually see the light. And so programs such as yours, and rallies such as what happened in Temecula, and the programs that are happening through the Minutemen organization, is going to eventually change the policy of the establishment in Washington, D.C.
Now, Howard, who's endorsed you?
Well, the Minutemen have. San Diego Minutemen Association has. The founder of the Minutemen organization nationally, Chris Simcox, he's personally endorsed me. USA Border Alert and San Diego Border Alert, a couple of groups here in the area that are patriots that speak out against illegal immigration, they've endorsed me. And Ron Prince, the author of Prop 187, you'll remember that. It said government programs and benefits cannot accrue to illegal aliens.
I was there.
Yep, he's endorsed me. And so on this issue, I think that everybody running claims that they are against illegal immigration, and I'll grant that they are. I'll grant that they are against illegal immigration. However, organizations such as the ones I've listed have endorsed me because they realize that I'm not a go-along, get-along kind of guy, and that when the leadership comes to me and asks me to be supportive of a leadership establishment position, then I'm going to tell them no, just as I did while I was in the State Assembly, just as I did when I started the Recall Gray Davis Committee, just as I did when I started the Move America Forward organization to support our troops, and frankly, I think that they realize I'm going to get the job done.
And you know, Howard, I read all of their bios and how they felt about illegal immigration, and you're right. I think all of them are against it to a degree, but I want it hardcore. You hear how I talk, man. I'm fed up with this. I live in it. I live right in the midst of it here in South Central L.A. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm angrier than the average guy because of what I see every day. And I would ask them all the questions. The only other one I had on the show was our good friend from down there, and it used to be the congressman down there in San Diego. Boy, his name is slipping away from me right now.
That's okay.
Now.
I don't need to remind you.
No, I know. anyway, he's a really good guy. I really like him. Boy, he's going to kill me if I don't think of his name.
name. But
that's all right. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. This is your dime, okay?
Yeah, well, that's all right. My opponent has an F rating from the NRA, so his allegiance to the Second Amendment is questionable. He serves on the National Board of Advisors of the Log Cabin Club, so he comes from a different perspective from me. And there are a few other social issues like that that he is on the other side for. But you're right. He, too, is against illegal immigration.
Let me ask you the questions I asked him, though. If you're the congressman, and we're not saying you will be and you won't be, but I do wish you the best. But if you make it, and they put a bill on your desk, or however they do it there in Congress, for you to sign that has anything resembling a guest worker program, would you sign it?
No. The first thing we have to do is have security at the border.
Absolutely.
And then after we have security at the borders, then we can once again be a sovereign nation. Look, a lot of people for some reason in Washington, D.C. talk about the North American perimeter, and they talk about us as if we are a marketplace full of workers and consumers. That is not what we are, Terry. We are a sovereign nation.
That's what we are.
Individual citizens who have sworn an oath to this country of allegiance, either through naturalization and immigration, through the process legal process, such as the way my father came into this country, or because we were born here. And so, no, we have to have border security first and foremost, and then we see whether or not there are jobs that are going unfilled. But I believe that Americans need to fill those jobs, and that there are American workers.
Howard, I agree with you. Let me just stop you right there. Let me just say this. I believe in the American worker, but I also believe we have to start where you said. Here's the thing: if we start enforcing these laws and we have lessen this massive pool of cheap labor, believe me, wages will escalate just a little as the supply and demand system allows for. That's check and balance system will always take over with wages. If these people are not here with this vast pool of cheap illegal labor, guess what? The employers will have to pay a little more, and we will have Americans to do those jobs. It is very basically simple.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the incentives, I mean, after all, Prop 187 was a very good idea that said we should not provide these incentives to people who come here illegally. Well, there's another incentive. It is the incentive of sending money back to the home country. It is the incentive of coming here and getting money and shipping it south. And so I propose that what we should do is not allow illegal aliens to game our financial system. And before a person is allowed to wire money out of the country, they have to show documentation that they are here in the country legally. And that will make it more difficult for money to be shipped south. And so there will be less incentive for them. And then after we have more interior enforcement, where we have sanctions and penalties against the employers of illegal aliens, jobs will become more difficult. It's more difficult to send the money. It's more difficult to get the money working here. There will be a process of attrition through self-deportation for many of the illegal aliens.
That thing about the money is taking off all over the country. The Georgia House just voted 123-51 for the Georgia Security and Immigration Compliance Act. 123-51, they voted this act in. One of the stipulations of that act is anybody that wires money out of the country and cannot prove they're here illegally, 5%.
Mm-hmm.
5%. Now, that can add up. Now, me, I wouldn't allow them to wire it at all, but that's a good start for Georgia. I love it. Anytime you reach in somebody's pocket, 5% will really be a sizable amount of money if you're continually wiring money out of the country. We've got to start hurting these people. We've got to make it uncomfortable. We've got to make it where they are not complacent here in our country. We've got to make it where people don't come to America and relax illegally.
Let me tell you, there's also people who are here on visa overstays. About half of the illegal aliens in our country are visa overstays.
Now, we make it too easy.
That is the most amazing thing to think about, because after all, when you stop and realize what that is, it's a person who told you where they're going to go, what they're going to do, who they're going to be with, gave you contact information, and said, I agree to leave the country on a certain date, and then they just stay longer than that, and we did nothing. nothing about it, and half of the millions that are here illegally are from visa overstays. And so,
and, not, and not only didn't we do anything, Howard, we didn't even attempt to do anything.
That's correct.
You know, we just looked the other way, and we looked the other way and told them we were going to look the other way. This is what angers me so much. It is going to be so easy to fix this if we can only get congressmen in that House of Representatives like Tom Tancredo and a few others who will do the right thing and stand strong. I love the Sensenbrenner bill. Is it perfect? No. Is it all I want? No. But it's a hell of a good start.
Absolutely.
And I want anybody that's going to support that bill. That's what I'm after right now.
Yep. You're absolutely right. It is a very good start. We know how to do this. We know how to protect our borders. We have the ability to do it. What we are lacking so far is the will to do it.
Absolutely.
And so what we have to do is send a message to Washington, D.C. Every time they ask you for money, you have to ask them what they're going to do about this problem. Every time a candidate comes around and says he wants your vote, you have to ask them about where they stand on fixing this problem. You have to make this the priority. And frankly, government is only able to do a few things at a few times. In the 90s, the big change that occurred in the 90s was welfare reform. In the 80s, the big change that occurred was taxation reform. In the 70s, it was deregulation of the transportation industry.
Immigration.
Today.
This is our time. Immigration.
Today, it's immigration.
Yes, sir. Illegal immigration.
Have you read the Oath of Allegiance for an immigrant? You know, these people, like
they have to denounce
that you mentioned earlier on the show. They were talking about immigrants. Well, an immigrant is somebody who swears an oath of allegiance for the United States
and drops all allegiance of the country they just came from.
That's right. It says that they absolutely and entirely renounce all allegiance to any foreign prince, potentate, state, or sovereignty of which I was heretofore a subject or citizen. And none of the illegal aliens have that attitude.
Right.
They don't want to assimilate into the country.
My they don't have to.
My mother immigrated to this nation, and on my mother's side, her parents immigrated into this nation. And to a person, they will all tell you it is better here in the new world than in the old world. However, the illegal alien today will say it's better where they came from.
Yeah, and what I always tell them when they say that, zip code check. You know? Let's check that zip code and see where you get your mail. Howard, I got to go, buddy. I want to thank you for coming on. Where can they get in touch with you?
They can go to KalugianForCongress.com and send me a little thank you or send a few dollars to help with the campaign. We are in it right now, and we can use all the help we can get.
Well, I appreciate you coming on with us. You answered the questions. You were cooking tonight. I love your style, man. I really do, and I appreciate what you're trying to do. I hope it works out for you because we need somebody that's going to be strong. We really do.
Thanks, Terry. It was a pleasure being with you.
All right, Howard. You take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Howard Kalugian, folks. There he is. Make up your own mind. Brian Bilbray was the name. I couldn't. Brian, I'm sorry. I apologize. I really do. It just went blank. And nobody gave it to me. It came to me on my own. But I just want you guys to know, I never tell you who to vote for. You vote if you want. You vote for who you want. But check them out. And you know what? Howard was absolutely right. All of these people say that they are against illegal immigration. But some of the degrees that when I read, one of the guys was an ex-NFL player, and there was a couple of ladies and some other people I'd never heard of. But most of them were just, you know, it was surface because they knew this was the thing to say. It wasn't deep. It wasn't a real heartfelt anger about illegal immigration the way Howard does. Brian Bilbray feels the same way. I believe we need somebody that's going to be adamantly strong and pissed. That's what we need. That's absolutely what we need. I want to remind you folks out there about this rally yesterday. This works for us, folks. This rally was a good thing. It was absolutely a good thing. These people have awakened America. The more they go out there with their fake American flags, supposedly in love with this country, screaming Viva la raza, Viva la casa, Viva la marcha, they're screaming all of those vivas. But let me tell you something. They do not love this country. And I'm not saying Hispanic people. I'm talking about illegal aliens. There is a difference. And they are illegally in this country. And I will never ever agree to anybody pardoning them and giving them any kind of amnesty. This will not happen in this country. You trust me on that one. All right, folks, we're going to play a clip now from a guy, a foreigner that came here from New York. I play this all the time because yesterday when this is Chief Bratton, and this is how he feels about you as an American. Yesterday, he should have been out there with his police force keeping these people in line. But no, what does he do? He lets them run wild in the streets and just have their way. If that was a bunch of Americans out there marching, he'd have locked us up. But he doesn't care because he is an illegal alien friendly guy. He doesn't care about the laws. He is a lawless police chief because he is allowing the laws of this country to be broken. And when Americans complain, this is what he tells them.
What is it that you specifically are critical of?
They're here illegally. His job is to uphold the law.
Go talk to your legislature about that. That, in as much as California has pretty much indicated they don't want the police involved in that issue, we're out.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hey, brought to you by Foster Farms. Looking for quick and easy, delicious meal solutions? Think Foster Farms. Their fresh chicken is the perfect start to any family meal. Visit FosterFarms.com for delicious recipe ideas your family will love. I'm Jonathan Weiss on News Talk 870 KRLA, where your opinion counts.
A man was crucified. Dynamic events that change the course of human history forever. The glory of Easter at the Crystal Cathedral captures the passion of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Live animals, glorious music, flying angels, and high-tech special effects turn the all-glass cathedral into a surround sound stage and light experience. Relive the domination of the Roman Empire. The hopes of devoted disciples. The anguish of a mother.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
I like that.
Michael Medved, afternoons, noon to 3. On News Talk, 870 KRLA.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org, then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
I'm
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. We had a banner weekend, folks. I love these illegal aliens. They make it just too easy. You know what I mean? It's like the guy that gets in front of the judge and says, well, I killed her, so what? You know, I mean, when you admit it like that and you get out here and you stand up in front of the world and show what you're all about, demanding rights of citizens. You know what a citizen is, folks? That's a person who's a member of this country by birth or by choice and paperwork. And these people have none of that. They're claiming they have the rights of citizens, and they don't. They have the right of the Mexican dream or the Honduran dream or the Bahamian dream or whatever the hell dream they come from. But you don't have a right to the American dream unless you get in line, you fill out the papers, or you're born here. Even your jackpot babies are getting it right now. They shouldn't, but they're getting it. But you can't have it unless you apply. You know what? We're full up. Let's go to phones, folks. Let's go to Ron calling from Orange. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, I'll tell you what. First of all,
I'm watching Lou Dobbs the other day, and he's reading mail, and I see Ron and Jen, and I know it had to be you guys.
You know what? We were disgusted at what we saw.
You need to be,
man.
But Ron, hold on now. Be disgusted, but also be happy that they're that stupid and go out there and play their hand.
You know, you're right.
That is an absolute glorious thing for our side.
The only thing that made me feel a little bit better was when I heard these kids yelling out, Viva Mexico,
yeah,
and brown power. You know, you're right. That showed them for what they really are.
Racist.
Yep. I'll tell you what, people, if you're not out there making calls to your congressmen, your senators, if you're not out there doing something, you deserve whatever you get.
That's right.
I don't want to hear anybody whining later, okay? Jen and I, we didn't go to Temecula because we attended a town hall meeting here in the city of Orange with Ed Royce. We spoke directly to the man, and we told every person in that council chamber, that were, I want to say, a little over 100 people, we told them, if this doesn't scare and anger every person in here that what's happening, something's wrong. We handed out information on the damage that these illegals are doing just in California. We handed out CCIR business cards. So while people were in Temecula, we were here in the city of Orange. I'll tell you what, Terry, we saw on the news an Irish illegal immigrant, and this guy was basically, he said straight out, he doesn't want to be deported because it would mean the loss of his girlfriend here, his job, i.e., it would mean the loss of his cushy freaking life.
Can I reply to that guy?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. I would boot his butt out of here just as quickly
quick.
As I would boot out
quick.
A Hispanic illegal.
Or he could say Jack Robinson, he'd be out of here.
Yeah, because every benefit that his illegal butt is taking,
he's taking from us.
That an American kid could
see,
get.
See, that's,
American a, disabled
that's the difference from us, folks. Ron happens to be a white guy, and you know what I am. And I'm going to tell you guys something. We're equal opportunity. We deport everybody.
Totally.
Whereas these people in these rallies, they're racist people who are for one race of people, and that's the difference. Ron, I got to go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Victor calling from Englewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, Terry?
Yes, sir.
Been a time since I haven't.
Long time no hear, Victor. Good to hear from you.
I speak to you as an American.
Yes, sir.
After I witnessed what I witnessed yesterday, I couldn't help thinking of George Patton. What would he say? Because it really makes us Americans look stuck and stupid. And
yeah.
I'll tell you why. Look at this as a vision. But instead in the United States, in Venezuela, people wearing green T-shirts, waving American flags, and having Hugo Chavez give him their blessing for they are taking the jobs and they're taking the country without a single shot. This is exactly what happened yesterday. All these people coming to America asking for identity, for to be legal, to obtain arms. Why? With Antonio Villaraigosa, the most horrendous clown, could not witness this. Terry, you tell me if this is not being stuck and stupid.
It's pretty stupid, Victor. You're absolutely right.
What would you say if this were to happen in Caracas? Would you really think that people over there would tolerate it?
I think it would last probably about 15 minutes, Victor, if that long.
And then they would come and say, oh, it's because you're racist.
Yep, and has not, Victor, it has nothing to do with race. It has absolutely nothing to do with race, and you know that. It has to do with the law, and that's what we've been preaching this whole time. And, folks, let me say this to you. Victor happens to be a Hispanic gentleman who's an American citizen, and he has every right as an American citizen, as do anybody that immigrates to this country and comes here legally. We welcome them. The problem is not about a person's previous nationality or their race. It is about their legality, and that's what we talk about on this program.
And sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Now, I want to thank you for allowing me to express a few words, and I congratulate you for the program.
All right, Victor. Thank you.
And very appropriate.
Thank you, sir. And it's been a while. Call me more often.
God bless you.
All right, Victor. Take care. Longtime caller, good guy. Let's go to Eric calling from Mesa, Arizona. Eric, what do you hear? What do you say?
Been a long time for me too, Terry.
Yes, sir.
And you got the best commercials heard.
Thank you, sir.
You know, Bush Light McCain picked this past weekend to be in Iraq of all times. And I have to say, you know, this is the Republicans' best hope to try to run for president. You hit it right on the head, Terry, when you said that, you know, the Americans, you know, when they protest the FTAA down in Miami, they got beaten with batons and pepper spray, and it was totally peaceful. It wasn't like up in Seattle. Now, I don't know, was there any police action at all in L.A.? Probably not. They had 500,000 people.
Zero.
But
nothing.
Over here in Phoenix, it was only 20,000. It's still a lot, but it's nothing that Homeland Security shouldn't be able to handle. They handled the FTAA protest down in Miami. They beat those people, grandmas and union people alike. It was a shame. It's on tape. It should have never happened.
And the
rallying cry of these people in the streets is, you need us.
Well, I saw on TV that your mayor there in Phoenix, the Phoenix mayor is a little upset with the protesters because they said it would be 4,000, they showed up with 20, and now they're mad at him for saying that he's mad at them, and it goes on and on, you know?
It's a big, big show.
It is.
And, you know, the rallying cry that I heard, Terry, was that you need us, and... You know, the poor black people and white people of America don't need them.
I don't need them.
What do we get out of this?
You know what, Eric? I get sick of them telling me, well, we change your babies and we clean your house and we cut your lawn. Not mine. My grass is about a foot high now. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't hire one of them to do nothing for me. So when they say that, they're lying. They do nothing for me. We pick your vegetables. You don't pick my vegetables. You pick that man who owns that farm's vegetables. Now, what you do for me, if you really want to help me, is get on the first thing smoking and get the hell out of here. That's what I want you to do. Eric, I got to go, buddy. Call me again. Thanks for the call. All right, folks, get right back to the calls. But before, we're going to have a word from our sponsor, Mr. Jonathan Rose of the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com, 1-800-510-9594. Jonathan, I was in Phoenix, Arizona last week, and I was listening to talk radio, and I heard a guy there predicting that gold would be over $1,000 soon. And he was very adamant. He's got a very well-known financial show there, and he was very adamant about this figure. What do you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with him. You know, he's probably talking sense. You know, our trade deficit, as I always tell people and your listeners on the air, is growing exponentially. They just increased our trade deficit by $600 billion. You know, enough already. This country has been going downhill, unfortunately, in terms of our economy and opportunities over here. And people are now really beginning to feel it and see it when it comes to protecting their dollars. Last time I was on the show, Terry, I was telling people about purchasing palladium.
Palladium, yes, sir.
As well as gold. Well,
and the gentleman in Arizona mentioned palladium also.
Well, he must have been hearing me talk on your show.
I think he was.
Because palladium is up over $15, and again, you know, you've had listeners that have come aboard with us, they've purchased gold, they've purchased palladium, and I'm proud to say that they're making money with us, and if you want to continue protecting your assets and diversifying your portfolio, you can give us a call this evening. We have a brand new investor's gold kit. It's an $80 value, it has a CD in there. We predict what gold will do in the future, as well as an economic forecast by myself. And to receive this, all you have to do is dial 1-800-510-9594. Again, that's 1-800-510-9594. And don't forget, folks, the dollar is losing value. A 1950s dollar today is only worth 12.6 cents. The average rate of inflation is over 10%. So unless you're making over 10% after taxes, if you're not making 10% on your monies, you're losing money because the cost of living keeps coming so much more every year. One way you can combat inflation is through diversification of precious metals, and you can find out how by calling 1-800-510-9594 or visit us online at www.safeasgold.com.
All right, Jonathan. Folks, you hear what he said. Protect yourself. This is a good deal. Safeasgold.com. 1-800-510-9594. That's the Capital Gold Group. We will give that number out again at the end of the show. Jonathan, thank you so much for coming on with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Terry.
Take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right. Let's go to Brad calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Yeah, I just want to let you know I'm calling from the Twin Sanctuary cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Wow.
And we have the same kind of problems that are, you know, L.A. has been dealing with for decades.
I've heard about the graffiti there and everything else. Of all places, you know, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I just want to comment on your mayor out there of L.A. I couldn't believe hearing some of the crap that's come out of his mouth. You know, he needs to be recalled or something. You know, that needs to happen. You need to get someone like Walter Moore to take over the job, someone that's actually a real patriot.
Well, you know, we tried that before. It didn't happen, but we'll work on it again. This guy needs to go. This guy is not for us. This guy represents one race of people only. He made that clear yesterday. He made it clear before, and he is. And, you know, Brad, I don't lie when I say this. He's a member of a racist organization. He has refused over the years to disavow this organization. And this organization says very plainly, for those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, not a damn thing. And that's how he feels.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Brad, I got to go, buddy. I got a full board here, but thanks for the call. Call us again.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, let's go to Scott calling from Las Vegas. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I got to get this out. Your show is only second to The Sopranos as far as I'm concerned, so that's high praise for me.
Hey, forget about it.
Anyway, this whole thing is something else, I'm telling you. I don't even know where to begin. I guess since my time is short, I'll just basically ask you one quick question. The president keeps on insisting that he's not going to be doing an amnesty program and so forth and so forth. And
he lies a lot, but go ahead.
I personally think so, too. He keeps saying it, he's for the guest worker program, but he won't connect the dots as far as what he is for. Exactly what he wants to detail. He's kind of avoiding the issue.
Well, you know, Scott, the thing that angers me, he talks about, I'm against amnesty. He says amnesty is automatic citizenship. That's a lie, and he knows it. Amnesty doesn't mean automatic citizenship. What amnesty means is they become legal. They will have a green card. They won't be citizens. They're just going to be green card holders, which is a legal resident alien. But he tells this lie about we're not having amnesty because amnesty means automatic citizenship. Jeez, it's unbelievable.
Do you think it's going to go that way, though?
I do not know. I hope not. I think what we're going to have is a stalemate because I think the Senate is going to hand some trash back to the House, and I think the House will probably be strong enough to say, no, thank you, we're not signing it, so we'll have to see.
There is one thing, though, that is in favor, and obviously the president's not listening. 80%, at least, in every poll I've listened to, radio, CNN, Fox, it's roughly 80% of Americans are against this.
Every single time, Scott.
So he cannot avoid that. I mean, and even the senators for each state, they can't avoid it either.
Yep.
If they try to snub their nose, if they don't realize that they're not going to be reelected and lose their job, they're nuts.
They're asking for trouble. Scott, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep, thank you.
And thanks for the kind words. I appreciate it. Take care. Let's go to Seamus calling from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Seamus, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, we have the problem here. We're seeing a huge influx of illegal aliens into our state, and especially since Katrina. And I just wanted to tell your listeners that we formed a new organization last fall.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Mississippi Federation for Immigration Reform and Enforcement. Do you mind if I give out the web address?
I would be insulted if you didn't.
Thanks, sir. MFIRE, M is in Mississippi, so mfire.org. And you could either type www or without it. Either way, I'll get you there.
Stay in touch with us, Seamus. If something good comes up, you let us know.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy. Call
Take
us
care.
Again. Take
Bye.
Care. Let's go to D.A. King, our buddy down there in Marietta, Georgia. D.A., what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, good evening. Very good job, buddy, as always.
Thank you, sir.
Listen, I want to join you very quickly in thanking the illegal alien lobby for putting on their nationwide demonstration of their
love
agenda.
Don't you love them? Oh,
really,
man.
It's better than a 100 newspaper columns.
I want to give them all a coke and a smile. You know what I mean? Jeez.
Yeah, there's people here in Georgia who were quite willing to sit back and let it go and try to ignore it. And watching CNN all weekend, my phone has been ringing off of the hook from people wanting to know what to do. So I'm going to offer a suggestion about what to do, and I'm going to tell you and your listeners what I'm going to do. On April the 17th, Income Tax Day, Monday, I am not spending one single penny. Now, I don't have a job anymore, but if I did, I wouldn't go to work that day. I am going to try and see how many people will join me and simply not spend any money, and if you're not involved in a medical, law enforcement, or other emergency occupation, I'm hoping that people will join me April the 17th and not go to work and not spend any money. We're going to try a day without Americans.
A day without Americans. I love it. A day without Americans. They want to talk about a day without a Mexican. How about a day without Americans?
Well, it's we have to do something. I cannot. I'm just not the kind of person who can sit still and watch this on TV without doing something about it. I've gotten a lot of people who are committed to do the same. Whatever kind of results we get will be something, and it's better than doing nothing. So I hope people, again, will join me April the 17th. I'm not spending a dime, and I'm not going to work.
Where can I get more information?
The Dustin Inman Society. .org, my website.
All right, Dan. We appreciate it, buddy. Let's see what happens.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care. All right, let's go to Sonny Sardo, calling from La Crescenta. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Terry, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy.
I'm going to tell you, that was it was horrible what happened yesterday. And I have to tell you, I'm a churchgoer, as you know, and I'm a Catholic. I don't mind telling you. But in church today, they started making comments about you got to pray for migrants. And I'll be honest with you, I almost jumped out of my seat, but I held my tongue like a good Catholic.
Well, I would pray for migrants, Sonny. I don't have a problem with that, but I'm not going to pray for illegal aliens.
Well, that's exactly
yeah.
it. Well, the word they should have used was illegal aliens.
There you go. But see, they're lumping them together. See, that's what angers us.
Yeah, I tell you, the reason I'm calling in, because we're trying to solve the problem.
Yep.
On April 4th, at the Marriott Ontario Airport Hotel, we have Jim Gilchrist and Doug McIntyre and George Putnam coming out there for us.
Wow.
That's out at the end of the district out there. I would love for you to be my guest if you could make that. It's a Tuesday evening, April 4th. And we are planning something else, actually, at this other end of the district in La Cunada at the end of April. And I want to have you be a very special part of that, if you could.
I'll get all the information. I'll try to make it, Sonny.
But I'll tell you, if people would call 1-888-55-SARDO for reservations, but tickets are going fast. But we will have Jim Gilchrist, Doug McIntyre, and George Putnam there, and we will discuss this illegal alien situation, and we'll all try to get rid of David Dreyer on June 6th. Of course, I'm running in the primary to dump David Dreyer.
Let's have that phone number again, Sonny.
Thank you. 1-888-55-SARDO. We'll have George Putnam, who started this whole thing about 30 years ago with the illegal aliens, Doug McIntyre and Jim Gilchrist. And, Terry, I do hope yourself is able to make it.
We'll try to make it.
Okay, and thank
right,
you very much.
All right, buddy.
God bless you.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Ernest calling from Los Angeles. Ernest, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
How you doing, Terry?
Pretty good.
You know, I can actually be a pretty good consultant with this movement here. I used to study, went to medical school in Mexico.
Right.
And I remember during the first semester they had, they got all the American medical students in a special conference. And they were talking about their social structure and how they enforce the laws. And they told us straight up, face to face, that they believe in sending their criminals to the United States.
Well, they're doing a pretty good job of it. I'll give them that.
Yeah, and I think most of them are getting hired in the police forces up here.
Well, we've got a lot of them on the LAPD now. If you look at these cars, these cruisers going by now, you see these skinheads, Hispanics in there, young guys who just absolutely look like a bunch of gangsters. They're tattooed down. They were wearing Pendletons and hair nets 6 months ago, but now all of a sudden they're the PD. Ernest, I got to go. I'm going to try to get everybody in before the end of the show. Thanks for the call, buddy.
You're welcome.
Call me again.
Sure.
Let's go to Clyde calling from who knows where. Clyde, what do you say? You got about a minute.
We can pray every day for the migrants to migrate on out of here. Terry, did you hear anything from Pancho Villa Regosa and his crime family chanting Viva USA?
Not a word.
Well, then we can chant Viva la Deportacion.
I love
it. There was a woman featured on ABC Network News. She was screaming that she'd been here 20 years. She had a right to be here. She's illegal. She was draped in the Mexican flag.
Typical.
If she didn't arrange her allegiance towards the United States of America in 20 years, do you think she ever will in 2,000 years?
Ain't going to happen, ever.
And she's representative of that entire crime family.
Yep.
Start the deportation engines. I'll drive the bus for free.
Head them up, move them out. All right, Clyde. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, you got about 30 seconds. Not much time, buddy.
Well, yeah, Sonny said it very clearly. Get to your congressman, put new congressmen in. The Senate's not going to go with it. Support those senators that do. But support these who are running for office, such as Sonny Sardo. Sonny, I need my packet so I can walk my precincts in Wrightwood. Don't forget me. And the rest of them. And also remember this, Tank and Credo was on Stuffing offices, the ABC thing. The only one to talk halfway through was George Will.
He was debating old sphincter on there, and he ate him alive.
Yeah, well, the head of the program was called Immigration Showdown. You bet it's Immigration Showdown. It's illegal alien showdown. And, folks, the only way you're going to beat it is to send money to Terry and our other gentleman over there in Las Vegas, Mark Edwards, and do go out there and talk to your neighbors.
When I go to the market,
I talk to everybody in the market. I talk about Terry's show. I talk about Mark's show. I talk about Sonny Soto.
Got to go, Jerry.
I talk about everybody.
Appreciate it, buddy.
It's our job.
Take care, Jerry. All right, buddy. Let's go to Tommy calling from Oceanside, California. Tommy, about 30 seconds. What do you say?
Man. Hey, Terry, I'm an L.A. dude, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down here in Oceanside, and we're being invaded by Mexico. You and me have seen it coming for 40 years. I was on KFI yesterday, and I explained, until I see more Mexicans from Mexico, Mark gets it wrong, the illegal people that have been invading this country, this is beyond illegal immigration. You know that. We're being invaded by Mexico. I used to live in Minnesota.
This is an invasion.
You tell those people up there, because when I was up in Minnesota, I didn't know what was going on down here.
Well, you know what, Tommy? The problem is most people around the country didn't know, but that's what they did for us on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They woke up these sleeping people around the country. I talked to people in Phoenix and other places who said, you know what? We had no idea that it was this bad. We got to get active on this. So I thank these people once again for the nice showing downtown here and in the other cities, because without them, we wouldn't have awakened these Americans. Good work.
Hey, Americans, it's bad down here. We're invaded by Mexico. Listen to these assholes.
Gotta go, Tom. All right, buddy, gotta go. Folks, I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. Tom, Lynn, Michelle, and all the rest, I'm sorry. We'll get to you next week. It's been a tough week, and it was also a good week. I'm going to remind everybody this week with the swings, two very good examples of what happened. President Bush declared those jobs and temporarily out of town. That's the swings who write a column for the TerryAndersonShow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback in Phoenix. Go get your oil change, buy a car, used car, new car. He's a patriot. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, for doing the show tonight. Mel Haffenfeld for taking your calls. And my engineer, Les Blinkhorn. I also want to thank those of you who participate in the show and remind you we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Let me remind you of those three websites we try to push every week so people won't forget. Don't forget us, the TerryAndersonShow.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at DeportAliens.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.